In cooperation with the Kraft Foods Company, makers of new Kraft Deluxe Margarine in the red and gold package, and X-Lax, America's largest selling laxative, the Mutual Broadcasting System presents Treasury Agent. Each week at this time, Mutual proudly presents Treasury Agent, based on the activities of Treasury agents operating here and all over the world.
Ladies, listen to this miracle of cosmetic magic. Your face is tired, drawn. There are wrinkles and lines around your eyes and nose, sagginess around your mouth and chin line. 5 minutes later, the sagginess is gone. Your face is bright, pert, alive. Lines and wrinkles are diminished. This is the miracle of Pink Ice. Not an ordinary mud pack that's time-consuming and messy, but a cool, modern pink pack that takes only 5 minutes and costs but pennies. Just smooth Pink Ice on your face and neck and relax as it dries. Lean back and feel this liquid miracle harden into rock-like magic in seconds as it draws your face together, as it stimulates your skin to new beauty. You'll feel as if 1,000 busy fingers are massaging away at tiny lines and wrinkles, firming flabby skin, giving your face a glow like you've never known before. You look better and feel better after this wonderful 5 minutes. Put your best face forward every day with Pink Ice. You'll be tickled pink, you did.
And now, Treasury Agent and Treasury Agent Joe Lincoln.
The law enforcement agencies of the United States Treasury constitute the largest group of its kind in the world. In a residential side street of a place I'll call Western City stood a large house of gray stone. Once a luxurious home, it now contained gambling rooms with attractive hostesses, a cafe where the finest foods and liquors were served, and in the back was a large suite occupied by the proprietor. She was called Lottie Roberts, about 35. She was also called the Lady in Red, because whatever she wore, she had a touch of vivid red to match her hair. One night in her suite, she was working over a notebook with a younger woman.
I turned to Calhoun Carpenter.
Dallas, isn't it, Lottie?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Put this in our file on him. He got his divorce and expects to marry a rich widow.
Stuffy to match, I hope.
Worth about $4 million.
Oh, Rod can check that, Lottie. Next trip.
That's Rod. What is it, Rod?
Here's the check, Lottie. Hello, Dixie.
Hi.
$18,000, signed Calhoun Carpenter. Nice.
He says this is his last visit.
Last visit, huh?
Yeah.
You didn't let him go.
He's standing right outside the door.
Rod, bring Mr. Carpenter in here. Maybe a reminder about the fun he's had here will change his mind about quitting us. We'll give him plenty to think about.
Take a look at this complaint, Al.
Uh-huh.
Postmarked Dallas. No signature. It says a charmer named Lottie Roberts runs a huge blackmail racket along with her gambling place in Western City. Al, I want you to make a routine check on Lottie Roberts.
From Alcohol Tax Unit, Roberts Enterprise. No violation of alcohol tax law is found. Case closed. From Narcotics Bureau. Undercover investigation indicates no narcotic users or peddlers connected with Roberts' establishment. Closed file. From Revenue Intelligence Unit. Confidential questioning of regular patrons, Lottie Roberts' establishment indicates thorough investigation tax angle warranted.
Okay, Al. I'm all set to go in the Roberts case.
Your plan, Joe?
An undercover job. Now, I'll pose as a gambler named Carl Andrews. Try to gain this woman's confidence.
Yeah, the word is Lottie Roberts is a humdinger.
Well, humdingers, Al, are my favorite fruit.
Hey, Lottie, Lieutenant Korn's here.
Come on in, both of you. Hello, Korn.
Well, you got it, Lottie?
As usual, Lieutenant. Here you are.
Mind if I count it?
You will, whether I mind or not.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 700. Okay.
Good night, Lieutenant.
See you home, Rod.
Sure.
Corn's all right, Lottie.
There are only two things wrong with crooked cops, Rod. One, there's not enough of them. And two, Those that are, you can't trust.
I got a line on a new customer for you.
Where?
Sheridan Hotel. Gambler named Carl Andrews.
You checked on him?
Yeah, and double-checked. He passed the word he's looking for action.
Still early. Go down to the hotel and get him right now.
This is Lottie Roberts.
What do you like, Andrews? Roulette, dice cage, or baccarat in the other room?
We'll get to that, Lottie. Nice layout.
Later on, we've got poker.
Got a place we can go into a huddle?
My own room.
Shall we go?
That's the dining room, Andrews.
I'll buy you a dinner sometime.
My own rooms are back here.
Fine. Well, very cozy. Well, it's just a place to talk a little business, huh?
Mix me a drink first, Andrews, and give it a backbone. I want to relax.
My favorite sport. Lottie, maybe this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
You want a big game or what?
I like that red dress.
What then?
Bonds. You ought to wear red all the time.
Bonds, huh?
Oh.
I put all my spare cash in Christmas kitty clubs.
These are a bargain. Here's your drink.
Thanks. Hot bonds, hmm?
Fairly crisp around the edges.
Where'd you get them?
What makes bonds hot?
Rod said you're a gambler, not a burglar.
I had this job done for me. Interested?
I'd have to see him first. Hey, where's your drink?
I'll have my drink later. I want to get the bonds, Lottie. I'll be back in half an hour.
We will resume Treasury Agent in just a moment. Chances are, if you're the modern American homemaker, you've envied the skilled work of an expert seamstress, but you haven't had time for fancy hand-stitching and clicky designs. But now, with the Bell Magnematic, you can do your ordinary sewing chores plus the fancy work you've always admired. For the Bell Magnematic is the only automatic that makes 1,024 different basic patterns with only one setting. No wheels, discs, or gears to change. Just select your pattern with the flick of a finger, and your Bell Magnematic does the work for you. The Bell free arm feature makes troublesome patching, darning, or mending chores easy. And the Bell Magnematic sewing machine is guaranteed forever against thread jamming and will sew anything from heavy carpeting to sheer nylon. Bell's low price will surprise you. So before Dad makes up his Christmas shopping list, visit your nearest Bell dealer and see the Bell Magnematic, the only automatic sewing machine with 1,024 different patterns with only one setting. Now, back to Treasury Agent.
Al?
Yeah, Joe?
You make a pretty good hacky.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Don't look around. Keep driving. Now, when you get me back to Lottie's, you'll see a cab stand. I want you to haunt it. Keep tabs on every fare you get, especially Lottie, a girl named Dixie Siegel, and Lottie's punk, Rod Miller. I met them all earlier tonight.
I got you. Ah, here you are, Sam. 60 cents, Joe.
All right, sir.
Keep the change, Gabby.
Thank you, sir.
Hey. A girl coming out of the house, Joe. Oh, Dixie Siegel. I guess she's through for the night. Hello, Dixie.
Oh, hello, Mr. Andrews.
There's a cab you can take over.
Thanks, but my own car's right across the street.
Oh, well, okay then. Good night. See you here and there.
Good night. What? What do you want, Rod? What are you hiding in here for?
Get in, Dixie.
I've got nothing to say to you or to Lieutenant Carm.
Get in, sister. We're riding with you and we don't want to be seen.
Okay. Well... start talking.
Turn this corner.
Okay.
Now, stop just this side of the bridge. We can talk better.
All right. Now what?
Dixie, we want copies of all that stuff you and Lottie put down about the customers.
What for?
And we'll give you one third.
You'll have to talk cleaner.
Sister, me and Rod take a lot of risks in this setup. Lottie gets the cream. She won't open up to Rod, okay. Okay, we'll get it another way.
It's a dumb play. How long before Lottie catches on?
When she does, we'll make her like it.
No, no soap, boys. This is where you get off,
and out.
Dixie, it's a one-way deal. You can't turn us down.
Oh, I can't I? Out, boys, out.
She means it, Carl.
Yeah. Too bad.
Oh!
Okay, she's out. Let's get her into the river. Leave her behind the wheel. You steer from the running board. Get onto the bridge.
I need speed to crash the railing.
Okay, jump!
Andrews, if I buy these bonds, how do I know I can unload them again?
Check up first.
Oh, here. All right. Hand me the phone.
Coming up.
Yeah?
Coram, Lottie.
Oh, what goes, beautiful? It's pretty near 3 a.m.
What are you so jumpy about? I've got some good bonds, cheap. You can have all you want for 30 cents on the dollar.
You guarantee them?
Morgantown, steal unregistered. Hold them for 6 months, I'll load them then. How much do you want?
Oh, if you say they're okay, 10 grand.
You've got some pals, too, Coram.
Well, say another 20.
Bring me the money tomorrow night.
Sure. Oh, that all?
I think it's plenty. Good night.
Okay.
I'll give you 50,000 for the lot, Andrews. Before I get finished, Lieutenant Coram and his friends will take the whole works for 70,000.
And you'll clear 20. Happy?
You and I would make quite a team, Andrews. We could travel.
We could. I'll take my dough now.
Don't you trust me, Captain?
Well, I have to pay off my boys. I'm 2 days late now.
Just a second.
You keep it loose?
Nice take. Count out the 50, Andrews.
30, 40, 50. Okay, that does it. See you tomorrow night.
If you say so. Let me show you my private door.
Thank you. Oh, how do you like that?
What?
No cabs out there at the stand. Well, I'll walk away. So long, Lottie.
So long.
I'm awake now.
Where are you driving me?
It all depends.
Who sapped me and why?
That's a funny question, Max.
The answer funny, too?
Don't get tough, Max.
I'm doing you a big favor.
Who are you? What's the favor and what time is it?
I'm a gold watch and chain. It's 4:32 in the a.m.
Ah, I've been out for an hour and a half. Did you sap me?
Me? I'm Lieutenant Coram, the Detective Bureau.
Coram, huh?
You were found an hour ago lying on the Wayne Avenue bridge, out like a light. Also, a car went off the bridge. You must have had sense enough to jump.
The dame didn't.
What dame? A dame named Dixie Siegel.
Will you take me?
To your hotel.
Now, look, copper. If this fairy tale of yours is on a level, why let me go?
Listen, Andrew.
Oh, you know my name.
Sure, I've been through your pockets.
I have 50 grand. It's not there now.
Max, I'm letting you go because you're a friend of Lottie Roberts. All you gotta do is get out of town inside of 12 hours. Do you buy the setup?
Let me try and sell you one.
Here's your hotel.
How about this? You and Lottie rig up this frame to grab the bonds and get back the 50 grand besides.
No good, Max. They don't account for the dead dame.
It accounts for the 50 G's not being in my pocket.
Wrong again, Max. Here it is. Well, I was just holding it in case you didn't buy the setup. I think you will.
What did you shove the girl off the bridge?
Now, quiet, Mac. Out of the car. Remember, 12 hours or I come looking for you.
Along, Lieutenant Coram.
Well, power's all right. Come looking for you. Taxi, sir?
Oh, hello, Al. Where have you been?
I got a fare from Lottie's at 2:30, and I came here to the hotel.
Hey, what happened to you? Some kind of a frame. Now, look, here's a job for you. Have our local office set it up with the chief of police to raid Lottie's place, but keep the plans away from one Lieutenant Coram.
Lieutenant?
Dirty shield, that's grimy. The kind that corrodes 10,000 honest badges.
What's a cue for the raid?
Well, when I've actually seen Lottie's records. But right now, pass a fast tip into the grapevine that the bonds I sold Lottie are phony. I've got 12 hours or a certain tough cop will spill all our beans out. I want Lottie to send for me fast.
That's your message, Lottie. Now, about the barn.
Chris Andrews, what's your story about Dixie?
I was out cold from 3:05 to 4:32. That's all I know. You really sent for me to beef about the phony bombs, didn't you?
Well, you're a cool one.
Here's your dough bag.
So easy? What's the gag?
I needed a way to persuade you.
Of what?
Lottie, you're smart. I had to prove to you that I'm smarter.
Oh, you do want to be captain.
If we have some real teamwork.
Hold on a second. Look at these little biographies of a couple of my patrons.
Little biographies, huh?
Yeah, and I've got a lot more like them. What I've got in mind, Andrews, is cashing in on these mistakes my customers have made.
This book means you've got a gold mine in this house.
I'm getting scared. But with these little biographies, plus some other stuff, you and I can take that trip we were talking about and make it pay big. Are you in, Captain?
Give me until tonight to think about it.
Hello?
Letty, this is Corum.
What is it, Corum?
You gotta move fast. You're being raided in 10 minutes. 10 o'clock.
Raided? Who am I been paying you for?
I just saw the squad cars go. I didn't know nothing about it.
Oh, at least I get some service.
We'll resume Treasury Agent in just a moment. There's a surprise waiting for you next time you go shopping for food. It's in a red and gold package with the familiar name Kraft on it. It's new Kraft Deluxe Margarine. That is a delicate blend of ingredients that actually captures the flavor of the most expensive spreads that money can buy. Well, you can actually prove it to yourself. The true flavor test for any spread, you know, is to taste it on hot rolls or bread. Try Kraft Deluxe Margarine on hot muffins or toast. You'll taste that subtle, delicate flavor. And if you can tell new Kraft Deluxe from the highest-priced spread, Kraft guarantees to give you double your money back. How's that for an offer? Next time you're out shopping, pick up a pound of new Kraft Deluxe Margarine in the red and gold package. It's the luxury spread in every way but price. New Kraft Deluxe Margarine, the spread specially made for table use.
The raid was a bust, Joe.
And how? Not even Lottie was there. How'd you know, Al?
Rod Miller left the house at 9:30. He took my cab carrying this bag.
How'd you get it?
I steered him to a couple of bars. He ended up stiff as a plank.
Oh, where is he now?
Fast asleep in my cab downstairs in the hotel parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look in this bag, huh?
Hey,
Lottie's records. Nice work, Al.
Next step, Joe? Arrest this character?
No, it's Lottie we want. Now, it'll be faster to locate her through Rod or if she gets in touch with me. Empty these records on the floor, would you? Now, hand me those phone books, please.
Yeah.
There you are. Thanks. There we go. Yeah, that weighs about the same. Now, you take the bag back to the cab, drive to the railroad station, and check the bag. I'll plant the check on Rod, and let's see where he goes.
Hey, Joe.
Huh?
How are you?
Yo.
I tailed Rod to 2268 King Street.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see which apartment he went into. Lottie's name is not on any of the push buttons.
Well, okay, check on every tenant, Al. If you locate Lottie, call our local office and get some men. Plant them all around and wait for me.
One other thing, Joe.
Yeah.
While Rod was passed out, he kept muttering, Corum, Dixie was right to turn us down. It was a dumb play. Better stick to Lottie. Does it make any sense to you?
Hmm. Well, not right now, Al, but it might. Meanwhile, you call me every half hour in case I hear from that tough cop or from Lottie.
Who is it?
You called me, Lottie?
Come on in.
Thanks. Oh, hi, Rod.
Hi.
Lottie, what goes?
I'm ready for that trip, Andrews, right now.
Look, if you and me talk business, I'd rather have it private.
This is no time to lie to him, Andrews. Rod's okay.
Lottie, ask him where he stashed the bag.
What?
Did he give you a baggage check when he got here, Lottie?
Yeah.
What's in the bag?
My records, Andrews. What are you getting at?
Rod's got double cross written all over him.
Rod, put that gun away.
Yeah.
Talk plainer, Andrews.
Rod thinks he checked the bag. He didn't. The hacky did. He thinks your records are still in it. I've got them.
The hacky's your boy?
Call him that.
This adds up two ways, Andrews. One, you're right about Rod. Or two, you've got double cross written all over you.
I like the first better.
That's how you make it stick. Rod, no good night, then.
Rod and Quorum together rubbed out Dixie because she wouldn't help him double cross you. Then they tried to get rid of me with that phony frame up. Nothing worked. So now they decided to stick to you for a while longer.
You're crazy. Lottie.
Rod drinks too much, Lottie. He talks in his sleep. And my hacky's got sharp ears.
No, you don't, Junior. All right.
Stop it.
Hang on. You.
Stop it.
Okay, boys. Treasury agent. It's your party now, Joe.
Lincoln. Andrews. Hey, who are you?
Special Agent Joe Lincoln, United States Treasury.
You? I fell for that phony bond stunt.
You'd only known it, Lottie. The bonds were real. And so was that talk about that trip.
I'll bet it was.
Only you're going to take it all alone.
I have a message of very great importance for all you men and women who are my age. I want you to tell your mommy that when you trouble with irregularity, you have her give you X-Lax, the chocolate, honey. Yes, that's right. You tell them.
Well, mothers, when your youngsters need a laxative, X-Lax does help them toward their normal regularity. Does it gently, overnight. You just give them pleasant-tasting, chocolated X-Lax. Taken at bedtime, X-Lax won't disturb their sleep. Next morning, they're well on their way toward their normal regularity. And X-Lax doesn't rob their systems of the vital nutrition so necessary to their growth and health. You can get X-Lax in 15, 37, and 79-cent sizes. Remember, X-Lax helps you toward your normal regularity. That's X-Lax.
Treasury Agent, originated by Phillips Lord, was brought to you tonight on behalf of effective enforcement of our nation's laws by the Mutual Broadcasting System, in cooperation with the Kraft Foods Company, makers of new Kraft Deluxe Margarine in the red and gold package. Chocolated X-Lax, America's largest selling laxative, and Pink Ice. Now at your druggist, get the regular $2 size of Drops of Gold facial oil with Royal Jelly Free when you buy the economy size of Pink Ice. Tonight's case was dramatized by Paul R. Milton, with certain names, dates, and incidents changed in the public interest. Larry Haynes is featured as Treasury Agent Joe Lincoln. Others in the case included Jerry Archer, June St. Aubrey, and George Selvin. This is Bill Maher speaking and inviting you to listen to Gangbusters at the same time on Wednesday nights and David Harding Counter Spy at the same time on Friday nights. Treasury Agent is produced and directed in New York.
This is Mutual, the world's largest network.